Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having an absolutely fantastic day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing amazing. I mean, this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. You know, I got a text last night from my buddy Mancow, who has a huge show up in Chicago, and he said that something serious is happening in China, and says they know more about this, what they're doing about this snake disease, and they're telling us that they're shutting down entire cities, and they're taking this very seriously. And of course, the World Health Organization is sitting on its hands, and basically Donald Trump hasn't done anything to stop the immigration out or the aviation that's traveling out of China right now. But personally, I think it's a little bit late. What folks don't understand, and we didn't talk about this on the show yesterday because it was one of those things that, you know, I didn't think was relevant at the point. China built a lab to study SARS and Ebola in Wuhan. It's a level 4 biohazard laboratory, which means it's got a system where you walk in, you've got to put suits on with an umbilical, you've got to tie it to your own oxygen supply on the inside. You've got to walk through a scrubber when you go in, you know, with water pressure. You've got to walk through a scrubber when you go out. You have to hook up to your own air supply and an umbilical when you walk in. It's almost like being in a scuba suit and fully complete. You know, it's like that movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman. And it's a level 4 quarantine facility is what it is. It's like the stuff they had in Kenmuth and also the stuff they have at Fort Detrick. And they were basically studying this stuff, supposedly, to find cures, et cetera, for it. And then we find out yesterday the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they've got a patent for the SARS coronavirus, supposedly, for a vaccine that they applied for last year. Well, it's actually 2 years ago now. So China built this lab to study SARS and Ebola, and U.S. biosafety experts warned in 2017 that a virus could escape that facility, and that's becoming a key in fighting this outbreak. The Wuhan National Biosafety Laboratory is the only lab in China designated for studying dangerous pathogens like SARS and Ebola. Ahead of its 2018 opening, biosafety experts and scientists from the U.S. expressed concerns that this virus could escape the lab. Now, how'd they know that? I'm asking you this question. How'd they know that? In 2004, SARS virus leaked from a lab in Beijing. Oh, they already had a precedent. Experts say the coronavirus that's infected more than 800, it's actually in the tens of thousands now, mutated in animals and became capable of infecting humans at the Wuhan seafood market. But in 2017, article warned of the unpredictability of lab animals that scientists at the Wuhan laboratory intended to inject with viruses. What? Now this SARS coronavirus has affected thousands of people, spread to at least 10 other countries. It's killed over 100 people, supposedly, and it's all over the world. China installed the first of a planned 5 to 7 biolabs designed for maximum safety in Wuhan in 2017 for the purpose of studying these types of products. Tim Trevin, a Maryland biosafety consultant, told Nature that year when the lab was on the cusp of opening that he worried that the China's culture could make the institute unsafe because structures where everyone feels safe to speak up and openness of information are important. They don't have that in China. You talk about stuff you're not supposed to, you turn into an organ donor is what happens to you over there very quickly. In fact, SARS virus had escaped multiple times from the lab in Beijing, according to the Nature article. The Wuhan National Biosafety Laboratory, located about 20 miles away from the Wuhan seafood market, and some have wondered if the outbreak is the epicenter, is coincidental. But at this point, there's no reason to harbor suspicions. There is on my end, and that facility had anything to do with the outbreak. Okay, this reminds me of Plum Island and the outbreak of Lyme disease in that area and how it's spread all over the country now. Guys, this is important stuff that we understand. So now we have to ask ourselves a question. Now, I'm not saying this is true, but I'm just asking the question. Were they working on a weaponized Ebola or a weaponized SARS or weaponized coronavirus that got out? And then the next question you got to ask yourself is, what's wrong with these sick puppies? These are sick puppies, all of these people that are involved in this stuff, all these governments that are involved in biowarfare. What is wrong with these people? I mean, you know, we have different laws in the United States saying that we can't do this in the United States, but we still do it. You know, it's interesting to me that last movie that came out with the Alien trilogy or saga or whatever it's called was called Prometheus. And this advanced civilization had set up this basically this laboratory on this desolate planet in the middle of nowhere to work on these horrible, horrible mutant varieties of aliens they were coming up with. And they basically had decided it was so dangerous they couldn't even have it on their own planet. watch the movie. It's an interesting movie. Then this space group of people find this doggone this laboratory that's been long since abandoned because something escaped on it, and they left it alone, and they basically get infected with these things. It's a crazy movie. Don't let your kids watch it. It's too intense. But guys, what's interesting about all of this stuff is that, you know, why is it that human beings have this propensity to try to find the best killing agent they can to wipe out large masses of the people? I mean, if I'm saying that's true, also think about it. Why is that? I mean, why do we want to kill everybody all the time? I mean, what a sick garbage is this? And again, it goes back to the Luciferian mindset. It goes back to the different foundations that have been set up around the world that are going to go against the population growth and by hook or by crook kill as many people as they can. They're recommended. I've been to the Georgia Guidestones. I've been there. I've taken pictures of them. And their population of maintaining 500 million globally, they want to reduce the population of the planet by like 7 billion people. I mean, who talks like that? Who thinks like that? Why don't they think about maybe we need to start using better birth control in these different areas, but why do we want to wipe out, you know, 90% of the population? So, guys, we talked about this yesterday, and I'm going to say it's so important. If you start coming down with a sore throat, take astragalus immediately, and your C and your D, and you may be taking the C and the D3 and the K2 right now, along with the iodine right now. If you start coming down with a sore throat, hammer the astragalus. If you're a guy, make sure you take prostate support with it. And just keep that immune system really toasty. Keep that vitamin D level high enough that the macrophages can be activated. Keep your vitamin C high enough that it can help work with the macrophages in maintaining a healthy immune system. I'm not being an alarmist here. These products should be in your house at all times regardless. They're here at my house all the time. I mean, there's things that you don't have to take this stuff on a regular basis, but whenever things like this start happening, you got to load up on this stuff because the iodine is so important because it works with the thyroid as far as zapping stuff when it goes through the thyroid with the iodine to kill things. It's like if you put a little, you know, iodine tincture on a cut, you know, it heals really, really fast because it kills all of the germs that are on the iodine on, you know, in the cut. And so this is the same thing it does in the body. It kills stuff when it goes through the thyroid. It's part of the immune system. It's so important. And the D3 turns those macrophages on. We covered that in detail yesterday. And the vitamin C helps to maintain the immune system. And then the astragalus helps to really fight stuff if you start getting a sore throat and start coming down with stuff. It's so important right now to keep your immune system frosty. And this stuff should be in your shelf, on your shelf, in your house at all times. Super, super important, guys. And we put it on a 10% discount on the kit. I did that yesterday on the fly, on the spur of the moment. I hadn't even talked to Austin about it when I started talking about this stuff. But now we're talking about how this stuff could have been developed in a biohazard lab and was originally discovered right next to, a few miles away from, the biohazard lab in China, and how they're saying now that this thing could have escaped containment. What a mess. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I do want to clarify with it is that the patent is under the name of Pertbright Institute, which is a research company out of the UK. The patent for the coronavirus was applied for in July of 2015, almost 5 years ago. It was basically given, it was approved patent in November 20th, 2018 under the assignee of the Pertbright Institute. And so, I mean, that really is something strange here, but we do see, if you go to the pertbrightinstitute.co.uk, you'll see that two of the major top funders of the Pertbright Institute are the World Health Organization and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And what's strange about this as well is something that's kind of gotten unprecedented with this coronavirus is the long incubation period that they're starting to see now, allowing the virus to spread essentially in stealth mode and be undetected. In some cases, they're starting to say now weeks, they're starting to see that people have been carrying this stuff with zero symptoms whatsoever. And somebody sent me a link this morning. There's a bunch of videos and photos all over Instagram. Apparently, the media has been trying to censor it out of China, but because of social media, it's been hard to restrict it. There's photos, guys, all over China right now, and tagged Wuhan, China, coronavirus on Instagram, of people laying dead in the streets, straight up collapsing. There's another one up here with a video. These guys are standing in line at the health department, and the guy's got a mask on, and he just falls over, blacks out on the tile, done. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of guys in white, you know, full medic biohazard suits come over and basically pick him up and gurney him off. And there's another photo of a guy in the middle of the sidewalk in downtown Wuhan, laying on the sidewalk. I don't think these photos are doctored, because from what I've seen on them, they're all like independent photos from people out and running around with legitimate accounts on Instagram. So I don't know if this is being done to obfuscate the truth of what's going on, if they're doing this to try to cover up this whole impeachment debacle now, or if this something's completely and totally just off its rocker, and this really did get leaked out of Wuhan, China, and it's escaped now out of this facility that they said it probably escaped out of. That's the irony about it. And also, too, be aware of this. This could be a double-stage leak. They're testing Ebola and coronavirus in the same facility. This coronavirus already got leaked. Everybody's immune systems now are going to be compromised. A lot of people may get this stuff, but they're probably not going to die. You know, they're going to recover from it because of their immune systems. Well, that would be a very strategic plan if you were actually doing this intentionally, to now release Ebola out of China and see how it handled it. Not saying they did that. I'm just saying very strange what's going on over there right now. And the fact that this patent got granted, a little over a year ago, and now all of a sudden this thing pops up, it's very, very, very suspect to me, that, to say the least.
Well, Austin, the whole thing is that, you know, again, it goes back to that question I asked in my first segment. I mean, why in the world are we messing with stuff like this? I mean, why do we have to do things like this? I mean, why is it something that human beings well, it's the psychopaths, it's the weirdos, it's the Kabbalists, it's the Luciferians. It's all of this stuff. Let me give you a couple more headlines on this. Chinese mystery disease update. Second city is shut down. 20 million now quarantined. Third city closes. Train stations incubates in a person 5 to 10 days. Thousands walking around not knowing they're even sick. This is all posted on the Health Master's website, news site. So important that you go look at these different stories. You can read them all yourself. Deadly coronavirus is much more contagious than feared. Medics confirmed the disease has killed 18, can be spread by coughing. It's now been located in Singapore, Vietnam, Saudi Arabia, latest countries to confirm the cases. Officials figures show more than 600 patients have caught the infections. However, scientists warned as many as 10,000 could be affected already in Wuhan alone. Apparently, this stuff is super contagious. Chinese citizens, here we go, we talked about this earlier in the first part, fear the government is keeping information about the coronavirus secret as critics are silenced and official updates about the outbreak are quickly deleted from social media. They learned this from the Soviet Union. Whenever something happens, you basically don't talk about it, pretend like it's not happening. Another one, coronavirus will affect 350,000 people alone in Wuhan. Scientists making alarming prediction ahead of the Chinese New Year. Many things, including the Disneyland studio there, are shut down. Another one, coronavirus doctors collapse as hospitals are overwhelmed in Chinese quarantine city. This guy says, this time I'm scared. Experts feel it's too late for China virus lockdown, which it probably is. Infected people seen dead in streets of quarantine city as they drop dead in front of people in front of their cameras. I don't know if that's staged or not, but it sure looks real. But you don't really know unless you have somebody right there, you know, checking their vitals. And, you know, it's a major issue right now. And I don't really talk about stuff like this very often. Thank goodness, because we don't have problems like this happening. But, guys, this is a major issue when you don't have enough vitamin D3 in your diet, when you don't have enough potassium iodide, when you don't have enough vitamin C. All of these things help to maintain that immune system, and it's an all-out attack on the human being's immune system. That's what this is. In fact, Zero Hedge even came out, and they called it the real Umbrella Corporation. You know, that's from those doggone, you know, apocalypse movies. That's right. Wuhan's right. That was a sick group of movies, bud. Wuhan Ultra Biohazard Lab was studying the world's most dangerous pathogens. And that's basically from Zero Hedge. So this is really going on right now around us. And many of you yesterday called up the office or ordered online and got the immune system kit. Please, if you didn't do that, I'm going to leave it on sale for the rest of the weekend. I may just leave it on sale until this whole thing's over with this virus thing. I don't know what to tell you guys. You've got to keep your immune system strong. And I'm not trying to be an alarmist here. I'm just letting you know the statistics, and I'm just reading what they're telling us right now. But it's one of those things that I hate to do this, but I'm going to say something. I'm going to say it because is what I believe. This is my opinion again, and I'm going to tell you this. They're not going to nuke us, guys. They're not going to knock out their own 5G networks. They're not going to do it. You know, they're not going to, it's not going to happen. You know, this is what they're going to do. It's going to be a biohazard released from a containment facility that's going to spread globally and wipe out a big chunk of the population of the planet. Remember, they've already bioengineered this stuff. We talked about this a few weeks ago. And basically, a lot of these viruses attack certain types of people, certain types of ethnicity. They've got the technology to do this. So what in the world is going on? I mean, is it time to take all the Germans out? They tried to do that with Eisenhower's death camps. Germany's done anyhow, but you know, more than over 50% of the children now being born aren't even German heritage. I mean, Germany's done. Germany, you can stick a fork in Germany, it's over with. Germany, as we have known it for our lifetimes, is gone. It will, our grandchildren, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren will never know what Germany was at one time and what it had been. It'll be gone. France is pretty much going away now. England is basically toast in the major cities. Sweden's gone. All of this from George Soros. And George Soros is now pushing that, you know, Donald Trump's going to be this and it's going to be the end of the world. He's up there at Davos talking about this stuff. I don't even know why this man's still breathing air. Oh, that's right. I forgot. He's being funded by the Rothschild banking cartel. He's a Rothschild cutout, and he's controlling both sides of the narrative. He's controlling the yin and the yang. And it's ridiculous. And then Donald Trump's talking about how great the economy is doing, how great this is going on, great's going on. And now he's going to be speaking at a pro-life rally, which I'm really happy he's going to be doing that. But, you know, why does he keep signing budgets with a $500 million worth of Planned Parenthood funding in them if he's going to pro-life rallies? I guess it could be that he can't just do a line out of veto. I got that. He don't want to kill the whole budget because of that one thing. But, you know, where are the values here of the president we supposedly put in the White House? I mean, why does he continue to do things that he said he was never going to do? Why does he want to run around barking he's the best Second Amendment president we've ever had, yet he pushed the red flag gun laws and talks about white privilege? I mean, this whole thing is so skewed and so messed up. And Austin and I were talking yesterday. You know, Donald Trump used to be pretty mentally acute. He did. You listen to him on the videos 10, 15, 20 years ago, he was pretty sharp. I mean, I guess that's when he's still hanging out with porn stars, I guess. What a weird thing to even try to put that analogy together. Maybe his brain wasn't dead yet from all the aspartame he's drunk and then a bunch of holes in his brain from aspartic acid. I don't know. But boy, the guy sure seems as though he's staged out. He's being very, very careful with everything he says. Either he's being basically coached and being given a script, which I guess he probably is being coached and being given a script, or he's got some serious issues coming up with some senile dementia. I don't know. But he seems to still be okay in some conversations with some people. You could tell he's very, very guarded with everything he says, which after the media has been eviscerating him for the past 3 years, I guess I can't say as I blame him on that one. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're exactly right about that, because I mean, I told you that yesterday. It was troubling because I saw an interview with him back when the media still liked him and he was popular in Hollywood. It was about 7-8 years ago, I think. And, I mean, he was just, I mean, sharp as a tack, back and forth with the host. And, I mean, you could tell, and it was totally off the cuff. And now I've noticed it, and there's multiple other people that have told me the same thing. When you watch a lot of his interviews now or when he's talking, he just kind of keeps things really, really basic, repeats himself multiple times, doesn't really go into any detail. And again, I don't know if that's what they're saying, hey, you know, basically keep it tempered down. But it's kind of strange to me whether or not, like I said, in the aspartame, because that is one thing that I know. Aspartame is a neurotoxin, and we've seen it, what it does to the human body. We've done the research. Dad's got it on the website. I mean, you can look at it. It's not a healthy compound to put in your body, and it's been reported repeatedly that he loves diet sodas. So, I mean, I wish somebody could get in there and throw a research study in front of his desk and say, look, man, these diet sodas are a no-go. We got to get you some. I mean, we can switch you over to organic soda with stevia or monk fruit. I mean, or, you know, a root beer with monk fruit, something. But we got to get you off this aspartame every single day. So, I don't know. But it's definitely something that has been a bit concerning to me. Also, in other news, this is kind of a funny article, but in the other instance, it shows you where it's gone to in Europe now. You guys already know I talked to you the other day about the individual that was fined, actually was given a 60-day jail sentence, but was able to pay the fine and not go to jail for simply talking about the Islamic invasion in the UK, and this happened in France as well. I think he was actually in France, the country that fined him. And so what's happened is now it's reaching the point where you can't talk about anything that they don't like you to talk about, or else you essentially, it's hate crime. hate speech. This is how it is in Europe now. And now, it's funny, over in the UK, according to feminist writer Vicky Pratt, men who don't want to date woke women are basically leading to the radicalization of terrorists and are causing these women to die. I'm not even joking. This is how far-fetched it's become now over there. What she refers to as woke women are basically the hardcore leftist liberal feminist women. That's what they refer to a lot of times because it makes them sound like they're doing something more prestigious than they are. So they're woke. They're up. They're awake. They know what's going on. So they're hardcore leftists. What happened was she went out and basically slammed this British actor, Darren Plymouth, basically because he ended up talking about in an interview that he dumped his girlfriend last year because his girlfriend praised Gillette's toxic masculinity commercial. He basically said, there's not something that I was okay with. And we had a big, giant fight about it, and I decided this is not somebody I want to date, and that he broke up with her. And so now they've done nothing but try to eviscerate him. And his lady, Spratt, she goes on here to say, she goes, the thing is, it's not particularly sad, it's dangerous. He's a very privileged man, and the result of said privilege is to be given a platform, and he's used that platform to legitimize a bigger backlash against diversity and progress, which is unfolding every single day. And so what she goes on to say as well is that whenever you do this and you promote this hostile ideology against women, it's hostile. To essentially not agree with them and not go along with what they say, that's a hostile ideology now, and it basically encourages terrorism. I can't even make some of this stuff up, to be honest with you. Some of these people that are hardcore leftists, I wish sometimes they could actually listen to what they're saying, because I mean, they really just sound like bumbling buffoons when they come up with stuff like this. But again, this is what they're told to say. They put these individuals in positions of power in the media so they can continually push the narrative. Majority of people know that if you have a disagreement with a girlfriend, if you guys break up because of it, that's just called breaking up in a relationship. But see, now they're trying to use that to subject the male population in the UK to push them down further and further and further and further. They say, now, if you break up with a girl because she's woke and she's a feminist and she basically makes you lick her boots and she likes to praise the toxic masculinity Gillette commercials, you now are basically inciting hate against her. This is the next step of what they're going to do now. And so they're pushing the narrative further and further and further into this dark hole of political correctness. And it's a hole that once you fall deep enough down in it as a society, you can't recover from it. It's done. It's over with. The country's gone. And that's where we're starting to see big chunks of Europe actually fall into this hole. And I fear for them in the fact that I don't think they can recover any further because a lot of the population is being so slammed and so put down by these feminist agenda and this unbelievably hardcore communist agenda that it's almost gone, Dad. And so, again, I encourage people. Speak your mind. You don't have to be disrespectful. You don't have to be belligerent. But speak your mind. Call a spade a spade. Don't suppress and censor yourself because somebody doesn't like what you say. We all have the right to disagree with each other. We all have the right to say what's on our mind. And we all have the right to say, you know what, I don't agree with you, but we can still be friends. Or, hey, I may not, you know, like everything you say, but I can still have respect for you. I don't have to get in your face, scream and yell and pitch a giant fit because you said you voted for Trump, or you said that you don't agree with going to another war in the Middle East, or you said that you don't agree with radical feminism. It's okay to disagree with one another. It's okay to have an opinion. Always remember that and never let anybody take that away from you.
You know, it's interesting. I'm going to say something without really getting into a name-naming contest, but I had a friend of mine who's very ill now. Basically, he's been put in hospice. Very, very sick man. And he married a real hardcore liberal out of South America and didn't know how hardcore liberal she was because she masked it when they were dating. And it was his third marriage, so he really didn't push the agenda. She got pregnant, had a couple of kids, and then she pulled the gloves off and showed him what she was. And she's basically a communist. And he got sick this past year. He's been a good friend of mine for many years. And she got into a big argument with me over Donald Trump when he won back in 2016. And I told her, I said, you don't understand. I don't like Donald Trump. I voted for him because he was the lesser of two evils. I said, they're all crooked. But that wasn't good enough for her. She was so ideologically brainwashed that it didn't allow her to see both sides. And then I would point out all the stuff he did wrong, but I would point out all the stuff Obama did wrong, and I'd point out all of the stuff that Hillary did wrong. It didn't make any difference. All the stuff Bernie Sanders had done wrong, it didn't make any difference. And I said, look, we've got to remain neutral. Both sides are politically corrupt. Both sides are being controlled by the international banking cartel. We have to see the truth. Didn't work because she was, again, brainwashed in a theta brainwave state to the point now, because she's married to the guy who is one of my best friends, and he's in hospice dying, she has told me that I'm not allowed to even see him and say goodbye to him before he dies. And you guys go, what? Yeah. She's that hardcore angry over the fact that I voted for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. And you think, why would she do something like that? Guys, I don't know. But it's like Austin said, it's the mindset. When you get a certain mindset and that's so strong, it's so filled with hate and vitriol, and all you want to do is destroy people. It goes right back to the frog and the scorpion story. I'm going to tell you that story again for the new listeners. There was a frog, and he was sitting by a river about to swim across. And the scorpion walks up to him and says, hey, Mr. Frog, I'd like for you to give me a ride to the other side of the river. And the frog looks at the scorpion and said, are you nuts? You're a scorpion. I'm a frog. We're enemies. If I let you jump on my back and I swim across the river with you, you're going to sting me. And he goes, and I'm going to die. And the scorpion says, wait a minute. You're not thinking through this with your pea-sized frog brain, bud. Here's the deal. I just want to go to the other side. I've never been over there, and it's quite frankly, it's something I've always had on my bucket list, and I want to do this. And why would I sting you anyhow? Because I can't swim, and if I do this, I'm going to drown with you. I would never do that. And the frog thinks about it for a moment in his pea brain, and he goes, okay, I'm a good frog. You smell like a really nice scorpion. Scorpion hops on his back. Frog jumps into the river, starts swimming. About halfway across the river, the scorpion just bows up his tail and stings the frog, paralyzes him. Now, they're all both floating down the river. The scorpion's drowning. Frog's drowning. The frog is in astonishment. His eyes are wide open. He's like, what the heck, man? What's wrong with you? We're both dying. Why would you do this? Why would you sting me? Why would you sting me and have us both die? And the scorpion looks at him with his last breath and says, because I'm a scorpion. That's what I do. I sting frogs. It was his nature. This is the problem when you get these children and you basically force them into this position when they're young in a theta brainwave state. It becomes their nature. And it doesn't make any difference. It's like this Greta Thunberg girl that we can't stand, that nobody likes, everybody hates. She wants a boss, everybody around likes to scream at people. I mean, you know, you can't change her mind. Number one, she's kind of like mentally ill. I think she's got Asperger's syndrome. Something's wrong with her. Something's seriously wrong with her. And now she just wants to scream and yell and make people listen to her. And again, the globalists picked her as a child. Why? Why would they pick this weirdo? Because she's a child. And she relates to children. Kids relate to kids. So when kids tell kids to do stuff, the kids start listening. It's like that peer pressure thing going on again because she wants to reach a younger generation. Look at this mess. I haven't talked about this freak show in England with Merkel and Prince Harry. It's a freak show with Meghan Merkel. I mean, you know, just think about this. Don't get me wrong. I don't even like the royal family. And quite frankly, Prince Harry is – I don't believe Prince Charles' son. Anyhow, I believe he belongs to the chauffeur. I've told you that a thousand times. My opinion is in all the tabloids. He looks identical to the Princess Diana chauffeur who was unbelievably unhappy in the marriage they had. So, I mean, his whole relationship with the royal family has always been skewed anyhow as far as I'm concerned. But he's a really nice guy. Listen to one of the videos. I mean, I like him a lot better than Prince William, who basically was good looking when he's a young guy, and now he's become unbelievably ugly, bless his heart. He looks like his dad. Oh, well, life goes on. But the point is, Prince Harry made Meghan a princess with servants, with cars, with estates, and unlimited money. And she's still not happy. Now, why is that? Because she's a scorpion. And once you understand that, once you get that and you understand that there are people out there, and there's guys out there too, you know, but there are women out there and there are guys out there that will use you for everything they possibly can. And at that point in time, once they can't get anything else from you, their claws come out and the real person comes out, and suddenly you got this nightmare on your hands. Now, let me give you guys some advice about dating. I like doing this. You can date somebody for 30 days and they can fool you. Now, guys, listen to me. You shouldn't be having sex with them, right? You shouldn't be doing that. You're a Christian, okay? If you are having sex, which you shouldn't be doing, you should be wearing protection so you don't get her pregnant, okay? First 30 days, you got to be careful. You got to be careful with this. You got to be living a good life, good, clean life. Anybody can fool you for 30 days. If they're really, really good, they can fool you for 60 days. But it's almost impossible for somebody to fool you for 90 days unless you're wearing blinders, unless you're not seeing what's going on. You know, if every time you go out with this girl, she's sick, or she's got a headache, or she's got health issues, or she's got all kinds of problems, and she's always whining, but after 90 days, you got to really, really evaluate if you want to be in this relationship. Same thing, girls, if you're dating a guy, he starts doing this stuff. You got to evaluate what you want to do. But you got to be really careful those first 90 days. You got to be really careful not to be involved with them sexually, not to get them pregnant, not to catch, listen to me, an STD from them, like, you know, warts. Let's not even go there. Be careful with all the stuff that's going on right now. Get to know a person before you start dating them. For heaven's sakes, get to know them before you start kissing them. You know, kissing's a pretty intimate experience. It's a pretty intimate thing you do with your wife. And, you know, back in the 60s and 70s when I was a kid, if you kissed somebody, you know, you didn't have to worry about 40% of the population being infected with an STD. Why do you want to get an STD? I'm talking to young kids now and to people that are basically married or divorced or whatever. Be careful, guys. If you're married, of course, you've been married for a long time with somebody. It shouldn't be a difference, you know, whatever. But the point is, guys, be really, really careful, because now we got this Merkel thing. Because remember, all of this hardcore leftist feminist propaganda has pushed its way into our school systems. And the women are becoming increasingly more difficult to get along with. And men are becoming increasingly more passive and not being alpha males because they've been beaten down. This is one of the reasons so many guys have, I shouldn't say this, but have gone gay. You know, they basically have had enough of it. You think, well, that's kind of a weird way to go gay. I'm not saying it's not a weird way, but you combine that with being poisoned with female hormones, you know, from birth on, with soy products and all the other stuff these kids are given, and feminized while they're in utero because the wife or the woman or the mom is drinking a bunch of soy milk or eating a bunch of meat with a bunch of hormones in it. It's a problem, guys. And so it's a major issue that's going on. Right now, the LGBTQ education is now mandatory in New Jersey. I mean, it's got a picture of all these dyke teachers teaching these little kids. For a high school history assignment on the Holocaust, Olivia Loesch chose the pink triangle used by the Nazis to persecute gay men in concentration camps, and decades later, a symbol of pride for gay rights movement. She goes, I never knew about that, said Loesch, who's 15, sophomore at Hayden Heights, who came out in the seventh grade and now identifies as a genderqueer. You know, if you're going to identify as anything, why would she identify as a genderqueer? That just sounds really a horrible choice. Blech. I feel that the topic should be talked about and people should know about me. Educators in her public school district and 11 others in New Jersey are now testing a pilot curriculum to include instruction about the contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Governor Phil Murphy, hardcore leftist liberal, signed a law last year requiring New Jersey public schools to include LGBTQ-related instruction in lessons plans for middle and high school schoolers statewide. The mandate takes effect statewide for the 2021 school year. Guys, think what I'm talking to you about right now. This is an agenda that has been brought to you through the Frankfurt School, which is permeating all of our school systems. I told you I had the kids at a school, a private Christian school, that basically started going politically correct. I mean, 10 years ago, I yanked them all out. I said, I told you guys, I'm not going to pay you guys for this. I said, this is not what I want. I want hardcore Christianity, for heaven's sakes. You're in a Christian school. I don't want you to be compromising and telling these kids about Kwanzaa. Bleh! You know, and about Hanukkah. I said, this is Christianity we're talking about. They don't need to learn about other people's religions and being forced to sing their songs and pray their prayers. There's no reason to do this. It's Christianity. These were young kids. These were first through fifth grade. Fourth grade. They were still in that data brainwave state. Of course, these guys didn't care. And so I yanked all the kids out and homeschooled them. Think about what I'm saying, guys. It's so important to train your children the way they should go. Now, New Jersey, they're training them the way they wanted to go. Hardcore leftists. Now, it's so funny. Drudge Report. I told you this guy's totally compromised. He's a gay Jewish guy who used to own it. He may not know if he still is it or not, but it's gone really weird. Now, every time you turn around, it's got things on sex dolls and how this industry has exploded and how people are creating lifelike with AI sex dolls. God, do you realize what that's being used for? That's being used to stop people from reproducing. It's being used because guys can't take it with these liberal females who basically want to be men, and the women can't take it with these liberal guys who want to be wimps. And they're coming out with this whole thing now. Everything is from the Frankfurt School. All of this is to invert. They want an inversion. I've done shows on this. They want to take everything God created to be good and turn it upside down, because that's what Sabbatai Zevi said that they had to do to make the earth unbelievably evil. So when they did this, they could have their serpent god resurrected. Guys, this is what this whole thing's about. This is what the Frankfurt School is all about. And people say, well, it's not always these guys. You know what? Yeah, 95% it's always these guys, or some subsidiary of these guys, or some other group of these guys, or some of these guys hiding under a rock somewhere else using a cutout like George Soros. Yeah, it's pretty much always these guys. It's the Satanists that run the planet. And we've got to understand that this is the group that has done this. I guarantee you dig into the ditch deep enough in these biohazard laboratories, you're going to find funding from these guys. Yeah, I guarantee it. That Henry Ford said, you dig under the rock deep enough and you always find these guys. This is a nuts. I mean, why do these guys? Well, let me tell you why. Because when they control the central bank, they have a checkbook that has unlimited funds on it, and they can do whatever they darn well please. That's why I told you guys when Trump got elected that not until we get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States and we go back to real money, like Ron Paul says, will we ever be free of the shackles of this boot on our throat of the United States of America. That's just how that works. Austin, what do you think?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, that's why we have to continue speaking the truth about what is going on. Also, too, this is something that just popped up a little bit ago that I was looking at, and InfoWars actually brought it up, and a couple other alternative media sites have brought it up now. They're now showing that on October 18th of 2019, this was a couple months ago before anything happened, even with this corona outbreak, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, and the World Economic Forum co-hosted an event in New York City where policymakers, business leaders, and health officials worked together on simulating different types of outbreaks. Titled the 201 Pandemic, one of the scenarios that was listed was the coronavirus, a high-level pandemic exercise dropped participants right in the midst of an uncontrolled coronavirus outbreak that was spreading like wildfire out of South America and wreaking havoc worldwide. In the simulation, the coronavirus resulted in a death toll of 65 million people within 18 months, according to the Johns Hopkins University. Guys, this isn't coincidence. This stuff wasn't done a couple months ago. They didn't start running analytical tests on this and start doing basically, you know, capstone programs and simulations to see how this stuff was going to respond and how fast it was going to spread. And then all of a sudden it accidentally gets leaked out in Wuhan, China, right where the lab is that's experimenting on this stuff. No, there's something way more sinister going on behind the scenes with this. So just be aware of it. Keep your immune system strong. Also, too, in other news, great news for Polk County. I briefly touched on this the other day, but I wanted to address it again. Everybody, thank you for the support in Florida, Central Florida, Polk County, the county that we live in. You know, I sent emails out to a lot of people. I forwarded emails to all the county commissioners. And now on Tuesday, the Polk County commissioners have voted unanimously to approve a resolution affirming that Polk County will now be declared a Second Amendment sanctuary.
Praise God.
They basically approved a resolution affirming its support for gun rights, including language declaring the county a sanctuary. The vote came after 12 people spoke out in favor of the sanctuary measure during the meeting. Several commissioners also indicated they received phone calls and emails from gun rights supporters over the last few weeks. So kudos to everybody that supported me on that and supported the whole movement with that. Again, this is something that's more kind of It's just, it's symbolic, so to speak. It's going into law as far as they sign this. It doesn't mean that Polk County just gets to do whatever we want now. We get to, you know, build class 3 machine guns without tax stamps, so to speak. But what this is very important in doing, and let me reiterate this, this is why I've encouraged so many counties to do this, is that now, legally, they're showing a precedent with the county commissioners that if we somehow have a governor get in, or our Governor DeSantis crosses us and they sign some really, really egregious law in, and they start saying, hey, we're going to ban assault weapons like they're trying to do so many states now, that Polk County can come in and say, hey, we've already declared Polk County a Second Amendment sanctuary. We are not legally bound to follow this as it violates the rights of our Second Amendment sanctuary clause. Now, does it mean it's just going to go away and nothing's going to happen? Let me clarify that. But what it means is that we've at least set the precedent now and pushed it out there, stating we are not going to tolerate tyranny in this county. You do as you wish, but understand there will be consequences if this is pushed. So just, again, kudos to everybody on that. Also, too, unfortunately, in Virginia, on Wednesday, they've met secretly, so to speak. There's been almost no coverage of it whatsoever. They have pushed for the SB 240, and the Senate has advanced the red flag gun law in Virginia. Even in the wake of that giant protest they had on Monday, they came forward and said, we do not care. This is not something we're concerned about. We have to pass common sense gun laws, and we will be pushing for the SB 240 through the Senate. And obviously, Northam's already stated in multiple times that he will support this bill. And so Virginia looks like, unless something changes very, very soon, they will be getting the good old red flag gun law that we have down here in Florida, which has turned into an absolute nightmare for some people. And again, it was and always will be an excuse to strip Second Amendment from individuals that they do not want having firearms. It may be used right now for mental health issues and so forth, but as we've already seen, the Republicans down here in Florida have already pushed, again now, to push a advanced amendment on the red flag gun law, basically expanding the entire scope of what they can do with it. And that's exactly what I've warned about everybody. I said, this will not be used just the way it is. I said, they will continue to advance it, and expand it. And pretty soon what they're going to have, and we've already seen this now happen in Florida, where an individual will make a comment in a text, or an individual will put up a meme that somebody finds offensive. And so individuals that find it offensive go in and turn him in, they do an investigation, they find that this guy may have made a text message or a comment that was something that they don't like or they think is dangerous, which is ironic to me because you have individuals now that they're not judges, that they get to come in, law enforcement, they get to deem what you say is dangerous, kind of like what I talked about going on in Arizona with these insane amount of DUIs out there and a whole U.S. where they have, you know, these drug recognition experts who they say they can look at you, no sobriety test, no drug test, no blood test, no nothing, and they can look at you and say, he's guilty, he basically is inebriated, I'm arresting him right now on a DUI with zero credible evidence. This is the problem that you start taking when you allow individuals to have that type of autonomy and you put them in a role of something so serious of stripping somebody of their Second Amendment rights and taking due process. So again, I encourage people in states that don't have red flag gun laws, absolutely pitch a fit and make sure you contact your representatives that you do not want this bill getting passed in your state, because I promise you it is absolutely horrible once it starts happening to people around you guys.
Austin, it's got to be grassroots. It's got to be people like you and me writing letters, people like you and me, gosh, I don't want to say this, running for county commission, running for the city seats, running for the doggone city commission. We've got to have people out there that are patriots that are running, because everything happens at the grassroots level. Everything happens at the local level. See, the local school board could stop this LGBT stuff. I mean, we could stop all of this stuff. We could say, no, we're not going to do that here. We're not going to put that through our curriculum. But when you get these people in the school boards who that are basically hardcore leftist liberals, what do? You got these people that are voting this stuff to our children. It's so important that we're on a grassroots campaign. And guys, I want to thank you so much. So many of you locally here in Polk County, because of Austin's efforts primarily, and because of this talk show, you know, you've got our county commissioners who were like, one person was for or against it by declaring Polk County as a sanctuary county. And now we have a Second Amendment sanctuary county. So we've got the sheriff for it. Sheriff Grady Judge is one of the finest sheriffs in the United States of America. But Grady Judd, he's a man of law and a man of the rule of law, and he knows he has to obey the law that's being put in front of him. But if you give him a law that's not right, you know, it makes it difficult for a good sheriff to be a good sheriff. And so you got to make sure the laws stay away from your counties, especially this red flag gun stuff here in the state of Florida. We didn't even have a choice. It happened so fast. It was like a stinking blitzkrieg here. It was weeks after the Parkland shooting we had a red flag gun law. Weeks. I mean, I wrote letters. I called everybody. It didn't make any difference. It was pushed through so hard and so fast. And when I called my representatives and I talked to the people and I talked to their aides, they said this was a mandate being pushed by the White House, by Donald Trump, and they wanted to appease the Republican president. That's what I got. What the heck, Ted? Really? Yeah, that's what happened. I called them and told them. I said, this is what they wanted. It was pushed from the highest levels of the Republican Party. And I'm like, this is crazy. Why would Donald Trump do this? Well, because Donald Trump is a puppet on a string. He's being told what to do and told what to say, and we're watching this country as he continues to tell everybody how great everything is and how to ignore everything while the Fed continues to pump in hundreds of billions in total, almost $6-7 trillion now in short-term repo loans just to keep the inflated market afloat. Unbelievable. By the way, new bombshell study is now questioning, which we've done now for years, the HPV vaccine efficacy. Appears as the United Kingdom's cervical cancer rate is going through the roof in the young. You know, what it was supposed to do is to prevent cervical cancer. Now it's going through the roof. The vaccine set the global marketplace in the mid-2000s. From the start, public health agencies enthusiastically, well, I may say incorrectly, promoted the HPV vaccination as the best way to protect young people against certain types of cancer. However, a blistering new study by British researchers and new status showing that cervical cancer rates are surging in British 20 to 25, 9 years old who were given the HPV vaccines. Wow. The question is far from academic because prior to Britain's introduction of the HPV vaccine in 2008, cervical cancer rates had been trending sharply downward. Are you listening? They were going down. However, between the late 1980s and mid-2000s, cervical rates they went down. Now Breeding's leading cancer research says that they've gone up 54% after the virus, the injections were given to these people. Guys, not only does it cause cervical cancer, it causes premature ovarian failure, which means you go into menopause and your eggs dry up and you can't have kids. In addition to that, it causes all kinds of debilitating immune system responses. Don't give your girls or your boys HPV shots. I mean, come on, guys. Think through this with me. You know, think about the vaccinations. If you're going to do vaccines, do research on every single vaccine. Find out what's in them. Find out what compounds are being used. Find out if they contain mercury. Find out if they contain aborted fetal cells. Find out if they can contain aluminum. Find out what the adjuvants, if they contain squalene. Do your research. And if you can find a clean vaccine and you weigh the results and you know for sure the laboratory that made it, remember a few years ago they sent those basically contaminated vaccines, I believe it was into Hungary, and the guy tested them first on his ferrets and they all died, and they found that they'd all been contaminated. Oh yeah, they had live virus in them. They killed everything they injected into them. And if they had gone out to the general population, it would have killed a whole bunch of other people. Guys, think about what you're putting into your body. It's not going through your stomach. It's not being chewed up. It's not going through hydrochloric acid. It's going directly into your bloodstream. Very, very important that you're aware of what you're putting into your body and into your children's body. I'm not saying don't use vaccines. That's your choice. Your choice. But guys, make the informed choice. Make a decision on what you want to do based upon the research that you've done, and then do what you think's right. That's my opinion on all of that stuff, Austin. What do you think?
That's exactly what I tell everybody as well. If you're not 100% convinced and you feel like the vaccines may be something that you want to introduce into your life, that's your choice. And again, I'm not going to not be friends with somebody or say, I'm not going to associate with you if you decide to do that. Everybody's got their own choice. But his dad said, look at what you're putting in the body. If you decide, hey, you know, a lot of these aren't something I'm really, really concerned about, you know, tetanus, maybe that's something that I might be concerned about. If I'm going to go with that one, maybe I can get a specific one from my practitioner, my pediatrician, that's just tetanus, not diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, the whole DTaP vaccine. This is what they've done now. Intentionally, is they've taken vaccines, a few of which may have actually been beneficial, a few of which may be something that you're interested in, and they've combined them all. That's why they come this new one, this Hexa vaccine. I don't even have it in front of me. I forgot all the stuff I have, but it's six different ones in one vaccine. Six. Insane. I mean, and so they've done it intentionally so they can couple all these things together. Like, we have chickenpox vaccine. Are you serious? A chickenpox vaccine that they've already shown has very, very significant side effects in some children with the allergic reaction they've had to it. But I've had chickenpox. I know I've had chickenpox. You get chickenpox, you don't even remember when you're a kid. It's horrible, but you know, a couple days, you get over it. It's done. We need to shoot all the kids up with it now, guys. I don't buy it for 1 second. Do your research on it. Understand what you're putting in your body. Also, too, in other news, this just goes to show you an example of what happens when you let leftist communists run a city. San Francisco now is following even further into shambles as they, San Francisco, essentially progressive leftists that are in politics, are now issuing a new tax program, which is taxing the working population even further. They're now saying that the homeless population in San Francisco is almost 20% now. They're pushing to the point where almost a quarter of the population here pretty soon in San Francisco is going to be homeless, guys. Think about that for a second. They're having to add another 1,000 new shelter beds to accommodate the city's growing homeless population that has no end in sight. The Golden Gate Bridge now is patrolled by 5 officers that rotate in 12-hour shifts, basically 24/7, 365, 5 officers at all times patrolling the Golden Gate Bridge. They have one job: to identify and stop people from committing suicide off the bridge every single week now. They've reached the point that they've been had so many suicides off the Golden Gate Bridge, they're currently working to construct a suicide safety net under the bridge to catch people that basically don't get stopped by the patrol suicide police that are on the bridge now. Think about that for a second. That's how horrible the population has dropped in San Francisco now, pushing into almost 20% of the population is homeless. It's growing so fast they can't contain it. They're taxing the working population now increasingly more and more and more and more because they got to keep up with the funds to do all this. And now they have to have suicide nets on the Golden Gate Bridge. But hey, they banned straws. I mean, they banned straws in San Francisco. So, I mean, they must be doing something right. Oh. And they banned tobacco. They banned tobacco in San Francisco. So, I mean, you got to give them credit. They're progressing somewhat, right? Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. But this is the textbook example of why you cannot allow communist leftists to control a city, and especially a state, and my goodness forbid a country. This is what happens almost every single time. So there's your example. When people ask you why you don't want to be controlled by a bunch of leftist communists, give them San Francisco and look up all the numbers on it, and you will get an eye opener real quick that this is actually American San Francisco still, and not Venezuela or some third world country that's starting to look like now, Deb.
The suicide rate is going up because of the hopelessness. That's what's happening. I mean, people have no hope, and they don't live like that, because this is what the communists always do. They cause the population to become hopeless, and when they become hopeless, they can get a revolution. By the way, Breitbart story, transgender MMA fighter who fractured a woman's skull is named the bravest athlete in history. MMA fighter Fallon Fox twice broke an opponent's skull. He's a guy, remember. He's a guy pretending like he's a girl to win matches. He's now being praised by some of the LGBT community. You know, this has to stop. This men fighting women, this has to stop. You know, Donald Trump, where are you? Oh, that's right. You're the most pro-gay homosexual president we've ever had, according to you, because your best buddy Rob Cohen was a homosexual, blatant flaming homosexual, and you ran around with him all the time in New York City. Okay, all right, enough of that. Guys, I love you so much. I thank you so much for listening. Another informative show today. Please get the immune system protocol. That's all I can say. If you don't have that from us, which we have the really high quality versions of all that, you know, at least get something. Find something somewhere and get it and get started on it immediately. And thank you for getting it from us. And thank you for your support. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us on your toothpaste from us. And where else are you going to hear all this stuff from? Where else are you going to hear the kind of truth that we put out? I don't know where else that I'd listen to the show. I love you guys. I prayed for you today. I had the privilege and the opportunity to pray for you. I love you guys a lot. Highlight of my day. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Also be on Hagman tonight. God bless you guys, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Yes, absolutely, guys. And thank you again for just the support. Thank you for signing up for our free weekly newsletter and getting this information every day. We send a lot of specials and coupons out as well via email, so be sure to sign up for it. It's completely free. We don't charge anything for it. We also don't sell it. Let me clarify that. We have a closed list. It does not get sold whatsoever. I hate that crap. I'll be honest. I cannot stand it when my information gets sold by these idiot companies sometimes. And they, all of a sudden, you put an email down that you don't ever rarely put down, and all of a sudden, 2 or 3 weeks later, you start getting all these emails from all these other companies. You're like, well, I know where that one came from. Drives me up the wall and usually causes me to never support those companies again. We don't do that. That's why we don't have commercials. We don't have ads. We don't have cookies that follow you around on our website. We don't have Google Analytics. We don't support any of that stuff. I like people to be able to live freely, unmolested on their way, and not harassed and followed and tracked on their internet profiles. So again, thank you for supporting Health Masters. If you need anything, check out the website. The vitamin C, as I told you guys yesterday, is on sale. The Healthy Immune System Kit, the Hagman Immune Survival Kit's on sale. Also have the Magnesium Body Balm, which you voted for as product of the week. Very popular product, great for sore joints, sore knees, sore elbows. Really helps get magnesium into those joints, reduce inflammation, especially if you've had a muscle pull or a muscle spasm, or you know, you get that Charlie horse in your neck when you sleep on your pillow the wrong way at night. Yeah, those are horrible. This works great for that. So again, thank you for the support. I'm going to get prepped for the Hagman Show later on tonight. I got a bunch of stuff to get going. So just, again, keep up the good fight. Get the truth out there. Speak your mind, especially when you know it's the truth. And have a blessed, safe, awesome Friday and a great weekend. I'll talk to you guys on the Hagman Show later on. And after that, we'll talk to you again Monday on this show, as always. Thank you and have a great weekend.